Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Dave Nelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Bradford moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer bunts towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to third. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to home to get Bradford. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Potek moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brohmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Split Orf, and towards Potek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Split Orf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta is hit by the pitch. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Horta steals second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to third. Jones moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Horta scores. Jones moves to third. Bradford moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on White. Brohmer scores. Varney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Doug Bird now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brohmer strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Varney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Otis strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Garr moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr moves to third. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to home to get Garr. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Broemer is walked intentionally. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Varney is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Spencer moves to third. Broemer moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-4 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Nelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Bob McClure now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Horta strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bradford moves to third. Marty Patton now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.